Time for another Local Hero Spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the Local Hero folks, and Alex Washett from Jake's, the restaurant right next door to the Calvin Theater in Northampton. Many people know Jake's was like an institution in Northampton, and then it closed for a while, but it has been resurrected by you, Alex, and your buddy Chris. You've known each other for how long?
Going on 25 years now.
Since you were 5 years old.
Yeah.
Because you're not like a 60-year-old man saying, I met this person when I was 35. Man saying, I met them when I was five.
Yeah, we grew up together.
And you grew up in Florence.
In Florence.
So what was your impressions of Jake's growing up?
Well, Jake's was great because, I actually went to high school at the Pioneer Valley Performing Arts when it was in Hadley. Mm-hmm. So I would take the bus by Jake's all the time. And when they would do late night back then,
Yes. You
know, that was always a spot for kids who weren't really of age to
do something,
to eat eggs at midnight or whatever time it was. Jake's was great, and you know, it's been around for forever, and it's touched a lot of people's lives.
So now you are open late again, right?
That's right. Fridays and Saturday late nights from 11 p.m. to 3 in the morning.
Are you seeing like Pioneer Valley Performing Arts kids that remind you of you coming in late at night?
Not yet. I'm not sure if I can even spot them now. We get quite the mix of people there. It's a lot of fun.
Do you have a background in restauranting, or is this just sort of like this was a place that was my place to go as a kid and my buddy's place to go as a kid, and we wanted to bring it back?
No, I've been in the business for a long time. Okay. So has Chris. Chris has actually been in there cooking or something to do with cooking since I think he was 13, and I started when I was 17. Combined, it's been quite a while, but we've always, you know, worked in the industry. You know, I guess whenever you get serious about cooking, about that career, the obvious end result is to own a restaurant. But Jake's came about very, very randomly, very out of the blue. And
Wait. There's a mother behind this story.
I knew this was going to come up.
What was the role of your mother in this?
My mother was actually the first person to call me when I was living just last year in New York City and had mentioned that she saw Jake's was for sale and just wanted to put that in my ear. And one thing led to another and a phone call was made. And then I quickly made a phone call to Chris and saw, you know, got his reaction to it. And that was that. Within 7 days, we bought the place.
And Alex, the other piece that's interesting about this is that Chris comes also from the local restaurant scene.
Chris has been the head chef of the Northampton Brewery for the past 5 years, helped them get their own farm going and really get involved with, you know, sustainable agriculture and the whole movement. So
you were in New York and he was in this area.
That's right.
It was like getting the band back together.
Back together. Literally, the conversation was 30 seconds long. And I'm like, I'm in if you're in. And he's like, let's do it.
You know, it just shows you if you go to a good elementary school, you get a good education, you're locally grown kids, you can become a local hero.
So this is Alex Washat from Jake's, the new Jake's. What some people might have done, especially they may be coming from New York City, you've got these grand ideas. I'm going to go back to my hometown and I'm going to take this really prime real estate on a main drag, a great location for a restaurant, but I'm going to make it my own. I'm going to do my own thing here with it and I'm going to change the name and everything. But you stuck with Jake's.
Well, you know, I think when taking an endeavor on like Jake's, you have to understand first what it is or what it has been and what it can be. And, but also at the same time, you know, I think working fine dining for the past 11 years of my life, I wanted nothing more than to not work in fine dining.
Really?
Yeah, it's a very demanding cuisine style of eating, and just the attention to detail that you have to give to it can be exhausting. You know, sometimes you just kind of lose track of what's really important about eating and the whole process. So Jake's to me was perfect because we can do something that is fun, can't take it too seriously, and still put out great food and just be real about it.
You're local heroes yourselves in and of the fact that you born in Florence, your buddy since you were 5 years old, Chris Ware, and you are re-energizing Jake's, the restaurant. Do you incorporate local menu items?
Definitely. We're right now using a few local farms. We also have plans to start up our own, you know, chef garden, if you will, that we can supply
on the top of the Calvin Theater.
you blew the secret.
What's fun about a restaurant like Jake's and like the reputation that Jake's had even pre-closing is that you've got these like a brigade of people that are regulars at a restaurant like that. Do you bridge that divide as somebody who is from Florence, who grew up here, and do those people still, you know, feel like Jake's is their Jake's?
Yeah, I certainly hope so. We didn't want to alienate anyone. I'm really glad to see, you know, a lot of the locals, a lot of the regulars come back and being pleased with, you know, what we're doing and not feeling like it's changed too much or maybe it's just changed just enough. Being from Florence helps a little bit. It's funny because, you know, I've probably spent the better part of 10 years getting as far away from home as possible, whether it's been New York or Martha's Vineyard, New Orleans, or wherever else I've been. But here I am. It's kind of nice to be home. It's been a while.
I think a lot of people are really glad that Jake's is there and once again open late. Alex Washat and his partner Chris Ware from Jake's, local heroes from Florence, friends since age 5, Phil Corman from CISA, buylocalfood.org.